Sit comfortably and take a nice deep breath in. And as you exhale, close your eyes and allow yourself to relax. Take another deep breath in and exhale and relax even more. And now put your awareness onto your eyelids and relax all the muscles around the eyes to the point they just won't work. Relax all the muscles around the eyes to the point they just won't work. And when you've relaxed them to the point they just won't work, just test them, make sure they won't work. That's good. Now hold on to that relaxation and send it all the way up to the top of your head and all the way down to the tips of your toes. Now we can deepen this relaxation much more. In a moment, I'll ask you to open and close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, it's your signal to take the feeling of relaxation you now have in your body and make it 10 times deeper. All you have to do is want it to happen, and you can allow it to happen easily. So gently allow your eyes to open and close and go 10 times deeper relaxed. Use your wonderful imagination. Imagine your entire body wrapped in a warm blanket of relaxation, where every breath takes you even deeper. And then in a moment, I'll ask you to open then close your eyes again. And this time when you close your eyes, double the relaxation you currently have. Make it twice as deep. So go on, open your eyes and close your eyes and double that relaxation. Let's do it again. Open your eyes, close your eyes and double that relaxation one more time. You're doing great. But you can go even deeper relaxed than you are now. I'd like you to imagine in front of you a staircase with 10 steps leading down to the basement of relaxation. A place where you are totally relaxed. In a moment, I will count from 1 to 10. And with each number, I want you to imagine yourself walking down that staircase. And with each step, going deeper and deeper into relaxation. Into this wonderful state that we call hypnosis. So that by the time we reach number 10, you'll be so, so relaxed. Let's begin. Place your foot on the first step, number 1, down to number 2 now, stepping on third step, number 3, and 4, 5, 6, going deeper and deeper, 7, 8, more and more relaxed. And 9, and 10, so deeply relaxed. You are so relaxed now, so relaxed now. Your mind has become open to the suggestions that I give you, suggestions that are for your benefit, suggestions that will sink deep into the inner part of your mind, that part of your mind that we call the subconscious, suggestions that will be for your benefit, for your well-being. And those suggestions will help you and will stay in your inner mind long after you've listened to this CD. You have made a wonderful decision. And that decision is to stop biting your nails and to stop picking your nails. You realize that the act of biting the nails was the act of an immature child. You are no longer that immature child, you are a mature person. You're grown up, you're an adult, and you don't bite your nails. You let your nails grow. You have nails that you can be proud of. Each and every passing day, your nails are growing longer and healthier and fitter. And the skin around them looks good. The nails look good.
You are proud not only of your decision to stop biting your nails, but proud of the nails themselves because they look attractive. And whether you're out in company, whether you're by yourself, whether you're having meetings, you can be proud of your nails. They make you feel better, more confident. Maybe looking more professional. You no longer bite your nails. You stop that habit. It was an unwanted habit. You don't do it anymore. You don't bite your nails. You don't pick at your nails. That means that you have nails that you can be proud of. And if ever your hand were to move to your mouth in the act of wanting to bite your nails, instantly your hand will move away from your face. Instantly it will move away from your face to another position which is more comfortable. Because you don't bite your nails. You don't pick at your nails. You have nails that you can be proud of. And as your nails grow, you look after them. As your nails grow, you manicure them. As your nails grow, you clip them. Your nails grow to your desired length, to the length that you want them to get to. You clip them, you manicure them, you file them. You make sure that those nails are just as you want them to be. Your nails are growing healthy. Your nails are growing more attractive with each and every passing day because you don't bite your nails. You don't pick your nails. You allow your nails to be healthy. You feel comfortable about this. And it doesn't matter what activity you're doing. It doesn't matter whether you're with people or by yourself. It doesn't matter how you're feeling internally. It doesn't matter any of these situations. You don't bite your nails. You don't bite your nails. It's set in stone. You're free from that old unwanted habit. That habit is now broken. And with every passing day, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. With each and every passing day, your confidence grows stronger and stronger and stronger. And the growing nails, the healthier nails, as they grow, they make you feel better. Because you have nails that you can be proud of. As you look at your nails, you admire your nails. Whether you're by yourself or with other people, your nails are nails that you can be proud of. They look good, they look attractive. And you look after them, just as you look after other parts of your body. You look after your nails, and you let your nails grow to your desired length. And then you trim them either with nail clippers or a nail file, but you look after them because you don't bite your nails. You don't pick at your nails. And again, if there's any unwanted movement of hand towards mouth with the purpose of biting nails, your hand will move away instantly. Instantly. To a more comfortable position. Because you don't bite your nails. In the past, when your hand moved to your mouth for biting your nails, it may have been an unconscious act. But you now become consciously aware every time your hand moves to your mouth, if it were for the purpose of biting the nails, and instantly your hand moves away from your mouth to a more comfortable position, because you don't bite your nails. You don't pick at your nails, so that you have nails that you can be proud of. And with every passing day, as your nails grow stronger, they grow longer, you feel better. You feel better about yourself because you've made a positive, wonderful change. A change that will enable your nails to grow naturally. So that they become attractive, and that means that you can feel proud of them and you can feel better within yourself. Now just take a moment to imagine your nails, the shape, the length that you want them to be. Have that image clearly, vividly in your mind. Look at your fingers. Look how attractive they are. Have that image vividly in your mind. Your nails are now attractive because you don't bite them. Your nails are attractive because you let them grow. And you feel comfortable with this. You feel at ease with this. You've let go of all the unwanted emotions that may have been connected to biting the nails. You feel calm and at ease. Your nails grow and they become attractive. Whether you are by yourself or with others, whether you're in this country or abroad, whether you're feeling calm, relaxed, bored, stressed, or any other feeling, you allow your nails to grow easily, effortlessly. It's just part of a natural process, so that you have nice, attractive nails that you can be proud of. In a moment, I'll count from 10 back to 1. With each number, you become more and more alert, and at number 1, eyes open, fully alert, feeling refreshed and rested, feeling that these few moments have been very beneficial for you. 10, 9, 8, coming up now, 7, 6, and 5, more and more alert, 4, 3, 2, and 1, eyes open, fully alert.